It's definitely gotten a lot cooler too. I didn't know that it was fancy like it is, where it just the bumpers go up for the kids, go down for us.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. At first I was like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I want to do this. and then once I did it a couple times, I was like, I want to go again and again and again.
Welcome to Off the Beaten Path, But Not Lost.
With Tony,
Kristen,
Kylie,
and Lexi.
Join us on this RV full-time living journey.
Across the beautiful United States.
Where the fail was.
Welcome to episode 118.
Today we've got a super special episode.
For one, it's our first outdoor episode.
Yeah, if you listen really good, you can hear some neighbors.
We're in our clam tent, and we're in the middle of nowhere, and we're recording this.
It is freezing, though, so I have a blanket wrapped around me.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, this weather is really nice. Freya likes it, too.
It's cold.
We're sitting at about 5,000 feet elevation, so that's right in my sweet spot.
We do have mountains all around us. The sun is setting, so it is kind of pretty out here. But that's not why it's special.
That's right. We're diving into a neon-lit adventure because we just celebrated a very special occasion.
My 11th birthday.
Yeah. And where did we celebrate your 11th birthday?
In Las Vegas, and it was incredible. It was so much fun. My birthday party this year was themed as, like, neon lights, which was actually perfect because we were in Las Vegas. And it was all, like, black light. It was so cool.
It was very surprising when I, like, woke up and went out. It was, like, there's, like, strings everywhere. It was just so cool.
Before we jump into all the details, if you want the show notes to this episode, you can find them at thefailless.com/118. We'd also love it if you gave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Also, let us know your favorite podcast episode. Okay, so planning Kylie's birthday in such a vibrant city was thrilling, but also a tad challenging since she was turning 11 and not 21.
21?
Yeah, because Vegas is, like, made for 21-year-olds.
21 and older.
We wanted something unique and something to fit the whole Las Vegas theme, so I decided to do a blacklight party to match the, you know, the lights of Las Vegas.
Like the vibe of Las Vegas, but family-friendly.
Yes, exactly. And this is pretty much the party that I've always wanted and never got. So, and I just want to tell you guys, there are some decorations left. Just hint, hint.
Okay.
We could use that for Halloween.
This October. That's awesome. Yeah.
I was saying for my birthday.
Right over the head.
When I woke up in Vegas on my birthday, I had no idea what was waiting for me out in the living room. It was so cool. There was like neon stuff everywhere. Even the fridge was decorated.
Well, yeah.
So I woke up, I waited for Kylie, and then when we came out, but even though it was Kylie's birthday, I was very surprised.
Yeah, that was a good birthday.
Yeah, we had paper streamers, the black light colors. We had gaff tape. I think we wrote, like, Kylie 11.
Yeah, we wrote her name, or we used the tape, which was, like, neon. Mm-hmm. We put it on we pulled our curtains, our blinds down, and we put it on there, Kylie, with the, you know, quotation 11.
We made it super dark in the room. We had a big banner that said happy birthday. We purchased some black lights and had them in different spots and had a strobe light turned on. Pretty much it turned it into like a party bus.
Yeah.
Which is what my mom called it. And that's exactly the theme. That's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah.
But kid friendly. We also had black shirts for the girls to put paint on. And so we bought some neon colored paints, like glow in the dark paints, for them to use. This was for another surprise that they didn't know about, but Tony and I did, obviously. It was Cosmic Bowling on Friday. The birthday party was on Thursday, but They only had cosmic bowling on the weekend, so we had to wait to do that.
Yeah, we had to wait a day. But we had Thursday and Friday were like our celebrating days.
The girls just knew they were making shirts for a surprise, and it was kind of a fun activity for them to do. They had the lights off, music playing, and then they were doing the shirts in the dark, so it was just kind of fun.
Yeah, that Friday night, we headed to the Strike Zone Bowling Alley. I think it's part of the Sunset Station Hotel and Casino on, like, the south side of Las Vegas. We paid about
$8 a person. It was about $6 for shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, like, 14 bucks a person to bowl. And when we got there, there was a little bit of a line. So we just hung out for maybe, like, what, 20 or 30 minutes. And then we got in there. We had two games to bowl.
The girls were initially kind of hesitant or shy. Maybe a little bit overwhelmed by everything, this glowing cosmic place.
I think this was
people around.
Probably the biggest bowling alley I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
I think there was probably, I don't know, what, 60 lanes or something?
But it didn't take long for them to warm up and get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think the first time they had to go up for their turn, they were, like hesitant. Like, they, because we've only been bowling once before. So they kind of, like, were, like, maybe not sure what to do. Like, you just
or
go
shy.
Up. Yeah, you just go up and grab your ball and throw it down. Maybe they were worried that they, because last time, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, Lexi bowled. She could barely get the ball down the lane, you know?
Yeah.
So this time she did way better.
It's definitely gotten a lot cooler, too. I didn't know that it was fancy like it is, where it just the bumpers go up for the kids, go down for us.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. At first, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I want to do this. And then once I did it a couple times, I was like, I want to go again again and again.
It was so cool. The music I liked. Bowling was like, that was probably the best part and the only part. But it was so cool.
And was it hard?
No, especially not with my ball.
Yeah, you had like a one of the probably the smaller ball,
seven pounds.
Yeah,
you were a little shy though. You didn't want to go on the other side to get the ball. You kept saying, "Mom, will you go get it for me?"
At first, I used the ramp, but after that, I felt like I could do it, like hand throw, and it was actually pretty fun, especially with the bumpers. The bumpers helped a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the adults needed bumpers, too.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. So, being on the desert for so long, my nails have been, like, become incredibly dry. And I ended up breaking, what?
Go ahead.
I ended up breaking every single nail that goes in a hole on the ball. And I didn't just break them. I broke them, like, down.
Yeah, they're like, ripped.
Yeah, down into the, like, bed of my nail. They're still messed up. Yeah, I just now was able to get my thumb cut so it's not catching on everything. It was so bad. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. I also, because of that, ended up, like, the second game not wanting to play the full game, and the girls just took over my turns.
Yeah, I think there. What you probably had like 3 turns left or something, and we took over for you.
I think I had 6. I
no,
like half
it was
the game.
It was later than that. It was later than that because I think I went for you once.
Yeah.
And the girls went for you maybe once a piece.
Mm-hmm. I think they went quite a few. I think it was like 6 rounds. Either way, it was fun. I had fun, even though I didn't want to play anymore. I still sat there and watched the kids, and they wanted to play more anyway, so it worked out for them.
I had a lot of fun. I was pretty much on fire the first round. Second round fell apart. There was a little snag. The black lights in the alley weren't quite as strong as we'd hoped because the girls had made their black light shirts and they didn't quite glow or pop as much as we wanted to. They had very few like black lights in like the actual bowling section. It was more like way down the lanes or like little spotlights that moved around. So that was kind of a bummer, but either way, it was still a good time.
Yeah. I was really excited to see my shirt glow in the dark, but it was still really fun because they didn't work as well as we thought they would.
We did get to see them at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we had the black lights on and they glowed really well there.
Yeah, we put like body paint on and...
And I also said, maybe we can get glow-in-the-dark nail polish next time.
Yep.
That'll be cool.
That is funny because you love nail polish. I should have thought of that, but mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah, Cosmic Bowling turned out to be a great addition to the birthday festivities.
And I won the second game.
Yep.
It was so exciting because I'm not actually really good at bowling, but sure enough, I won.
Yep.
Sure enough, you did.
We also hit the Las Vegas Strip. We drove up and down a few times. We saw some of the hotels and visited some of the shops. And we added to a couple of the bucket list items.
It was really cool to walk through the themed hotels, each offering something unique and different. We actually have never went into the hotels in the 3 times that we've been here. So that was something different for us, and I love that part, except for how much smoke there is. I'm not used to that because most of the country doesn't have smoking with food, and I don't know, you just don't have as much smoke anymore, like around you in buildings. Yeah. And Vegas is obviously different. There's tons of smoke everywhere. And so there was a few moments that I was getting a little sick feeling, but it was fun other than that.
But that didn't stop us. We did spend some time exploring through some of the big hotels that we'd never been to, like the Venetian. And we went through New York, New York.
Speaking of New York, New York, we did try a restaurant there. But it wasn't quite what we were thinking. It definitely wasn't the highlight of our culinary experience.
Right. Yeah. We were hoping for better. It was a burger place in New York, New York. I don't remember the name of it. It was like Brooklyn Burgers or something like that. And, of course, we were all craving some good food, right? Mm-hmm. And then we go and drop, you know, whatever it was, $85, $90 on this meal. And it was like... Not a single person was like, that was amazing. It was all kind of like, everybody was like, meh.
No, actually, I think Lexi loved her chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I loved my wings.
Oh, yeah, you had wings, but that's the only, you're the only one who really liked their meal.
Yeah. We should have all got wings because they looked really good.
And they were.
But we made up for it with another stop in another area, and it was more of a sweet highlight. Lexi?
Oh, yeah. So I learned about in World Watch, the news channel we watch, they did a story about macaroons, and I've been wanting to try macaroons before, even before we watched that.
Yeah, because you like everything France.
Yeah, and when it was that story, she made them, and she tried it, and she said they melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
And... when we went to France in Las Vegas. So we started in Paris, but then we went to Venice to get the macaroons.
Yeah, because there was like a specialty shop for macaroons there.
Yeah, and they were so good. So I got Belgian chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and we got 2 Easters because it was Easter time when we went. So I got an Easter and a Belgian chocolate.
I had an Easter, which was very good, and then I had a raspberry one, which is also really good.
Mm-hmm. I got a coconut.
I had a half of caramel, because Lexi ate.
Salted caramel.
I had half a salted caramel because Lexi ate half of it on me. She thought it was her chocolate one.
They really do melt in your mouth. And that place where we ate them was perfect.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So we went, so we're in the Venetian, and there's like this walkway, and you go into the shop, you get all your things, and there's a table, but behind that table is a staircase, and when you go up, there's like this bridge, and there's tables, there was a flower wall.
Oh, yeah, it was really pretty. It's like over a canal, right?
Yeah. And there was a table open on, like, the side. And we ate there. And it was perfect because we, like, looked over, like, the city.
Yeah.
And you could see the gondolas.
Yeah.
Yep. And the guy was singing one point.
Yeah, exactly. They were paddling by and they were singing. We were eating delicious macaroons.
Under our fake sky.
Yeah.
It was a good time, I have to say.
We also visited so many different shops. We visited the Coca-Cola and M&M's and Hershey's.
Yep.
There's so much stuff there. That is so cool.
And while we were wandering around in all the shops, we stopped into this gallery. I think it's the William Carr Gallery. And they had some amazing photographs. And they had like some wildlife and stuff. So we went in. And the guy there, and we got a little tour. He actually took us into a back room. And he showed us this like super special photo paper that they use. It's like made with crystals. He gave us this whole spiel about how the paper is made and the benefits of using it for like high quality, high definition photos. And he showed us some of the like lighting properties of it. It was amazing. It was actually a little mind blowing how cool it was.
Yeah. So as the light, because of the crystals, as the light goes down, the picture almost glows. It almost looks like there's a light behind it glowing
at first,
through
like,
it.
When we were looking at some of the photos, I actually thought that's what it was. I thought they were all backlit.
I mean, almost, but like through it.
Yeah.
Because like, for example, the windows on the buildings would glow extra.
Yeah.
Normally what we do when we come to Vegas is we do the strip. We drive the strip a lot. And then we have parked and, you know, walked a little bit, you know, watched the Bellagio water fountain, the volcano at the Mirage.
Yep.
And we've walked a little bit, but we haven't walked into a lot of the rooms. The first time we were here in 2020, and you had to wear a mask and all of that stuff inside of the hotel, so that we didn't do that year. And then the second year we were here, I think we were only here for a week or something, if I remember right. So we really didn't have time to actually go down to the strip and do a lot.
Yeah.
I think we were only able to, you know, drive it a couple times. And so this is actually just a special treat because we went down two different days and really did some exploring.
Yep.
You know, we walked through the hotels, we visited the little areas, and really got to experience Vegas in the best way you can with a family.
And another first for us was riding the monorail. We bought a 24-hour pass so that we could go, we could spend as much time as we wanted, and we could do it over multiple days if we wanted. We did that because it's such a convenient way to explore that area.
Yeah, you can get from, you know, one area of the strip to the other end pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you
basically
still do
it goes
a ton
from,
of walking, though.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. But it basically goes from, like, on the north side, the north end of Las Vegas Strip, like the Sahara, all the way down to the MGM, which is at the almost the farthest south on the strip.
And it goes right by the sphere, like a really close spot of the sphere. So you can actually see it really well. And it's not too expensive. It's $13 for a 24-hour ticket per person. We also witnessed a bit of Vegas history. The Tropicana closed down while we were there. It's sad to see such like an iconic place say goodbye after all of these years. They have been open for 67 years. They are the sixth oldest casino in Vegas, you know, of the whole strip and Fremont and all of that. And they're the third oldest on Vegas Boulevard. So they've actually been there a long time.
Yep. And they closed it, I think it was April 2nd maybe, and they're going to demo it and put up a baseball stadium. And while we were there, one of Kylie's birthday activities was the flyover ride. This ride is a very immersive experience, very similar to Soarin' at Disney. And the other one was, what was it called? Skyfly, which we've done both of those. We've done Soarin' and Skyfly in Pigeon Forge. And this one was the same setup, but it was a different experience. It was flying over the Canadian Rockies, which is very cool because that's something we're going to experience this summer.
Yeah, so it was really neat to see them from a different angle because we will not be seeing them like that this summer. Those rides are so cool. I love that you can do, or that you get like a whole experience. You get the smells, mm-hmm. you get the sights. I mean, I grabbed the handle multiple times because yeah. I think I'm falling off. Lexi was handling it quite well. I was watching her, and she didn't grab the handle, I don't think, at all. I was like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
like multiple times.
And she's done 2 out of 3. She was not big enough to do Soarin' at Disney when we were there in 2020. She was too short. But now, like, on her 5th birthday, she was able to do the Skyfly in Pigeon Forge when we were at Great Smoky Mountains.
It was my 6th birthday.
6th birthday, sorry. And then, obviously, this one, so...
When we flew through the clouds, it was like, it sprayed, like, a bunch of mist at us. It was super cool. And then when we were, like, in the field, it was, like, like lavender or something.
Yep. Yeah, that ride is pretty awesome. And I have to say, celebrating your 11th birthday there... was in, like, such a vibrant place. It kind of fit your theme perfect.
Yes. And you, because you're such a vibrant kid. It was really fun. And it was a different experience. We had, we didn't even mention it, but the gifts that we had, we wrapped in fun colors and we wrote with, like, markers on them. So the gifts were super cool, too. But it wasn't just about the cake and the gifts. It was definitely about the memories we made there because it was really cool. And I'm sure when our kids get older, they'll always remember, you know, when we got to walk the strip and see all the cool stuff. Okay, favorite things. Go.
My favorite thing was the gondolas and stuff. One of my favorite things was actually, like, all the lights. I just loved the lights everywhere and all the cool stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty special driving through there at night. Like, that's like... to me, it doesn't really get old, ever.
I love the macaroons. I love Paris, France. I love the Eiffel Tower. That was so cool, especially at night, because at night, it had their flag.
Yeah.
I think the flyover ride is fun. I also love driving the strip as well. That's still my favorite thing to do. I do like going into the hotels and visiting them and seeing them. It's really cool to, you know, see all the machines dinging and the lights going. And it's kind of a thrill. It really is. I could see why people could get mixed up in the city and not want to leave it.
And I want to say, for families thinking about visiting Vegas for any type of celebration or just to hang out, we do have recommendations. First, there are plenty of shows. Like Circus Circus has a free... like acrobat show if you go in. It's family friendly.
And don't miss the water show at the Bellagio. Yep. It's like mesmerizing. It's huge. I just can't get over how tall and powerful that water fountain is. It's, you know, taller than the hotel, I'm pretty sure. And then the volcano at the Mirage, that's a must-see. Just a quick note on that. If you're coming now or soon, definitely go watch that because I did read that... that may be going away. Hard Rock International purchased the property, and they do plan on eventually tearing that whole thing out and building something else there.
And if you're looking for more fun ideas in Vegas and the area, check out episode 3 of our podcast, where we're talking about the first time we went there, and we did a bunch of stuff.
I'm very interested to listen to that myself.
Yeah.
Episode 3.
Yep, we dive into some of the activities that we did, a lot of all family-friendly stuff. Even if you only do some of it, you're bound to have fun. Even if you just drive the strip, it was so much fun.
I think in that episode we talk about things around, too, like that rock formation thing you can go see and the flatbed.
Dry lake bed.
Yep, so we talk about some other stuff in that podcast as well.
And another tip for families, timing is everything in Vegas, so... to make most of your trip, consider doing some of the attractions off of peak hours. Like early mornings or on weekdays, you can find maybe less crowds. Because one of the times we went down on like a Friday night, and it was pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a little busy because it's the city that never sleeps. But but if you are on off-peak hours, it will be better than other times. And to be honest... the way the city is built with, you know, their bridges that go over the roads and their escalators and their moving sidewalks and all of these things, the way they even put buildings together, everything is built to move people along. Yeah. Like, it's beautiful and it's nice to see, but really they're super smart when they build these things. And it's all built to keep people moving. So there's not really too much traffic jams, people traffic jams. Like everyone moves pretty good there.
Yeah. And even like on the west side, on the southern end, there's a tram that goes among several casinos and hotels. So you can use that. I think that's free as well, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you're on that side, you can use that tram if you want to like cover a little bit of ground quickly. Or, you know, on the other side, use the monorail.
So while visiting Vegas is known for its adult entertainment, casinos, and other things, there's a wealth of fun, child-friendly activities, family-friendly activities that you can do. We talked about a ton of stuff here. We had 2 weeks we were there, and it was very eventful the entire time we were there. We didn't even talk about some of the other things that we did non-related to Kylie's actual birthday. We'll talk about that on a different podcast, but the city is actually can be pretty family friendly.
And before we say goodbye, a quick reminder, if you enjoyed today's episode, please give our podcast a subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. A lot of times we'll put a, when we publish a podcast, we share it in our stories on Instagram or Facebook. Do us a favor, share that. Mm-hmm. Your support really does mean the world to us.
Whether you have questions, suggestions for future episodes, or you just want to share your travel tales, we are all ears and we have many ways for you to do it. Thefayolas.com/message, thefayolas.com/118. There's like a message button right in the show notes. And hi@thefayolas.com is our email, or you can DM us on our social media.
Yeah, we would love to hear about your Vegas experience or how you've celebrated, like a special way you've celebrated a birthday. Special places, that's one thing that we try to do. We don't always do it because we're not always in a, you know, an epic spot to do a birthday. But we try to do something memorable for a birthday. So let us know. Let us know on Facebook or Instagram or message us, like you said.
And tell us some of those family-friendly things to do in Vegas, because Vegas is always a stopping point for us when we leave Yuma and we're moving north. So we'll be stopping there again, I'm sure, next year. So we always need something fun to do.
Thank you for joining us on this cool birthday party episode.
We can't wait to share our next adventure with you.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Oh, Freya's ASMR is...
118
Somebody else want to say it without the struggle bus? Welcome back. Okay, go. You do it then.
Today we have a super... I get
perfect.
That.
We just wrapped up the whole podcast right there.
Just
all right.
Keep...
We'll see you later.
You
go ahead.
Get yourself together over there.
Go ahead. Keep going. It's fine.